The life of today，、
哦、不知道来世。
They do not know about eternal life。
很多人只享受暂时。
And also they enjoy the temporary。
没有看见永恒。
Do not see the eternity。
很多人只看见物质所给他的感受。
A lot of people only see the feeling coming from materialistic enjoyment。
没有看到心灵知真理以后所有的自由是何等的宝贵。
We not understand the kind of liberty that they feel in the spirituality, not the truth。
所以这些人很可怜。
These kind of people are pitiful。
你需要什么？
You need what？
你需要的刚好是你没有感到需要的，所以很可怜。
What that you need is not something you feel that you need, and that's also pitiful.
所需要的也就是你不感到需要的。
What that you need is actually the thing that you feel you do not need.
这是比危机更危机的危机。
This is a crisis more critical than crisis.
一个人最大的危险就是在危险中间而不知道他在危险中间的危险。
The most dangerous danger with a kind of people is that they are in danger yet do not know that they are in danger.
为什么也有学问的人也感到自己没有学问？
Why is that though he was more learned will feel that he's not learning?
也有修养的人也感到自己不够修养。
And those who are good in morality will feel that they are good enough.
为什么一谦卑的人也感到自己不够谦卑？
And why is that he is more humble will feel that he is humble.
他懂得那个东西是不可以满足。
Because he knows that that thing cannot be really contented.
哇，奇怪，每一个人对钱都常常自然而然感到不可以满足。
And everybody naturally feel that they are not satisfied with their money.
但是呢，给钱你就常常感到很够了，不必再多了。
But many times when you give money, you feel that it's good enough to give.
那钱呢，越多越好，给越少越好。
But when you receive money, you want to have more and more.
物质越享受越好，灵性越枯张，你也不知道。
You feel that it's good enough to enjoy your material thing, but you don't feel that the poverty in the spirituality.
所以这是人类的不可救药。
And that is why man cannot be saved without this kind of situation.
人是对物质永远不满足。
Man can never be satisfied with materialistic enjoyment.
对灵性太容易满足。
But to spirituality, so easily they feel contented.
我们对金钱永远不满足。
Money, we never feel satisfied.
我们对德性常常以为自己很好。
But morality, many times we feel that we're good enough.
我们对今生的事情永远不满足。
To the things of today and this life, we feel that we're not satisfied.
神的恩典，我们常常不感到需要。
But we do not feel the need of the grace of God.
所以你在最不需要的时候，也就是你最需要的。
At a time when you feel that you don't need, that's the time you need the most.
当你越感觉到不需要听到的时候，也就是你心灵正需要听到的。
The time when you feel that you don't need to listen to the sermon, that's the time when you need the most.
可惜你不知道。
But it's so pitiful that you don't know.
所以你也不知道你损失了多少。
And you don't know how much you've lost.
一个没有得着而不知道得着是什么样的人，就从来不明白他有什么损失。
A one who have never received what he ought to receive will not feel that what he have lost.
如果你没有救到你损失什么，你怎么会懊悔？
If you have never realized what you have lost, how can you feel regret?
这是很矛盾的事情。
This is very paradoxical.
我相信你今天讲的你就知道了。
You know today.
你听了以后你就明白了。
You understand, but listen.
你的孩子不肯读书啊。
Your son does not want to study.
他就不知道不读书损失多少。
He doesn't know that without studying how much you have lost.
只要他读了很多书，再想想如果从前没有读怎么办？
Only after you study much, then he realized that if you're not studying the past, what would happen?
所以读了很多书的人才懂得不读书是应该懊悔的。
So after you study much, then you know that if you do not study, you feel regret.
但是读了书的人就不必懊悔。
But those who have studied won't feel regret.
那些应该懊悔的就是不懂得懊悔的。
And those who regret, those who must regret are those who know how to regret.
那你懂了吗？
Do you know?
你懂我在讲什么吗？
Do you know what I'm saying?
如果你不懂，我就很懊悔了。
If you don't know, I feel regretful.
讲给这些不懂的人听。
And preach to those who are don't know understand.
我相信你明白的。
I know you understand.
因为你如果没有觉得你损失什么
，Because if you don't realize what that you have lost,
不会为你所损失的感到可惜。
Then you are not feel regretful of what that you actually have lost.
如果你没有感觉到你需要什么。
If you do not feel what you need,
你真正的需要你不感觉，你不会去追求它的。
And if you don't truly know that what you need, you will not truly go and seek for it.
而福音就是如此。
And that is the gospel.
所以福音的反合性。
So the paradoxical nature of the gospel.
这个吊诡性。
The paradoxical nature of the gospel.
就是人常常没有觉悟的。
That man would never realize.
一个人越需要福音的时候。
The one who needed the gospel the most.
撒旦常常给他。感觉到他不需要。
And Satan will let me feel that he doesn't need.
当你感觉到我不需要上帝的时候
，When you feel that you don't need God，
也就是你最需要上帝的。
And that's the time you need God most.
保罗说：“我不以福音为耻。”
Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
两个意思
，two meaning.
第一个意思
，the first，
这个福音的价值观，保罗已经反过来想清楚了。
The value concept of the gospel, Paul had thought it thoroughly.
从前以为羞耻的
，In the past, what I feel ashamed of.
现在以为荣耀
，Now I feel glory.
从前以为荣耀
，In the past, what I feel glory.
现在感到很羞耻
，Now I feel very ashamed of.
如果基尼
，If the prostitute,
他知道犯奸淫，跟男人乱搞，靠着性器来赚钱。是多么羞耻的事情。
If she were to know that to prostitute is something which is shameful,
她就不会去做那种事。
Then she would not do it.
但是她就是不知懂这个羞耻。
Why? Because she doesn't know it.
所以她把赚很多钱这种行业当成她的荣耀。
So she feel glory because she can make so much money from it.
你明白我的意思？
Do you understand?
因为她不知那个是羞耻。
Because she doesn't know that it's so shameful.
良家妇女。
And that's a good woman.
谁要出卖肉体？
Who wants to stand in the flesh?
谁不要赚那样的钱？
Who wants to make that kind of money?
一个良家妇女，
one is good.
她要洁身自好。
He wants to make a purified.
就是饿死也不把肉拿去卖。
Even if she were to starve, she wants to sell her flesh.
为什么有的人把荣耀的事当成羞耻？
Why does some people feel the glory?
为什么人把羞耻的事当成荣耀？
Is that a shame and some glory?
它里面的价值观的罗盘已经坏掉。
Because the compass of their value concept is wrong now.
很可怜的事情。
It's pitiful.
今天我们连教会里面有许多这样的人。
Today even the church is filled with this kind of people.
为什么呢？
Why?
你叫他做见证呢？我不敢害羞。
You want him to bear testimony, he doesn't want to bear.
那个去赌博不害羞。
Why? Ask him to go and gamble, he won't feel ashamed.
有没有神经病啊？
Is it something wrong?
很多基督徒神经病的。
A lot of Christians are something wrong with mentally.
叫他祷告，不。
Ask him to pray, they say no, no, no.
他害羞祷告。
Why is it shame of praying?
他的骂人，他不害羞。你别信仰。
He's not afraid of scolding people then.
他骂人不会害羞。
He's not afraid of scolding people.
祷告会害羞。
Why is it shame of praying?
打架不害羞。
Fighting is not shame.
传福音会害羞。
The preaching of
the gospel
is a shame. Why?
因为他价值观的罗盘已经坏了。
But the compass is a valid concept. It's not functioning.
应当害羞的
，Why does he should feel ashamed？
不感到害羞
，He should feel ashamed。
不应当害羞的
，Why he should feel ashamed？
一直感到害羞
，He continue feel ashamed。
神经有病啦
，Something wrong。
你懂？你不要笑，可能你就是这种神经病。
Don't laugh, maybe you're one of them。
这是第一种原因
，This is the first reason。
所以保罗说呢
，Paul said，
我不以福音为耻
，I'm not ashamed of the gospel。
为什么 ？Why？ 因为他找到了，原来福音不是羞耻的，是荣耀。
He found that the gospel is not something to be ashamed of, something to be honored.
那这种观念的改变
The change in concept
是很难很难的
It's difficult.
当圣灵大大动工的后以后罪人才产生观念的大改变
It is only when the Holy Spirit greatly work, then the sinner will have change in the concept.
等一下我要解释更清楚
I will explain more clearly.
我讲第二方面的意思
I want to That's on the second meaning.
保罗说我不以福音为耻
When Paul said I'm not ashamed of the gospel
什么意思呢
What is the meaning?
他知道每次传福音他都要受羞辱
He said that every time when he preached he should be put to shame
每次传福音人家都要抵挡他
People will insult him
但他已经学会了为了爱人为了救人为了要帮助人明白上帝的道就是受羞辱他也感觉
He have learned that he has to save people even though he's being insulted he's not feeling ashamed of
这个脸皮厚到一个地步
He is so thick in his face
人家反对你还是传福音
People oppose you is continue to preach
人家误会你还是传福音
People misunderstood you you continue to preach
这种基督徒在哪里
Where come these Christians
我从前家人不是信主的
In the past my family members are not Christians
我家里面有三个这个长辈
I have three elders in my home.
是孝顺出名的。
They are good in filiality.
出名到这个事呢，传到北京王宫里面。
So he had been actually go to heard in Beijing.
所以呢，皇帝就赐下一个匾额。放在我们大堂的房子叫做三教堂
So the emperor gave us a tablet saying that we are the hall of the three generation of filiality
这个唐家出了三个孝子
Because this Tong family has three filiality of sons
名震四海
So the name has touched many people
所以我小的时候看见我房子的大厅里面有那个匾额是皇帝赐下来
So when I was young I saw that tablet in the hall
我住在中国
I was living in China.
后来我十岁的时候搬到印尼。
At the age of 10, I moved to Indonesia.
那么像这样的一个家庭
，and this kind of family,
是不是很骄傲呢
must we be feel proud?
是不是很堂皇？
We should feel proud and glorious.
所以我们就感觉到我们不需要信上帝。
So we feel that we're not the God.
但是有一天呢？
One day,
我一个哥哥呢，小的时候病得半死，病了48天不能好。
One of my brothers got sick for 48,
病了28天不能好。
Was sick for 28 days and couldn't be healed.
一直发高热，发高热。
Oh, high fever that he had.
我的母亲想这孩子一定死的。
My mother feel that this son will surely die.
所以到处求神拜佛，寻找名医。
So go to every temple to pray and seek for every good medical doctor.
其实厦门这个从前这个最重要的一个书局，在这个药房药局，就是我祖父开的。
Actually, in NY, one of the very good medical the clinic is open, is run by my grandfather.
厦门当时南泰城是最大的百货商店的对面。那个药局就是我祖父开的。
And actually, that medical clinic is run by my grandfather.
叫做公安药房。
公安 clinic.
我知道这个事情。
I knew that.
但我们的怎么药也不能医他。
But we cannot get healed, heal him with our own medicine.
有一个基督徒就来祷告了。
So there was a Christian who came and prayed.
其实那个基督徒常常来传福音。
Actually, he came many times to preach us.
起先我妈妈说，哈哈，嘿嘿，好好，嘿嘿，好好。
In the very beginning, my mother was just trying to.
请你来做礼拜，好好好。
I'm going to church. Okay, okay.
从来不来。
But never go.
为什么？好好好好。
Why say okay, okay?
因为做人要有礼貌吗？
Because you must have good manner.
人生的目的是有道德吗？
And that's the purpose of life.
人家好。心情你做礼拜怎么说不好不好？又说好好好。
People invite you to go to church, of course you say okay okay.
为什么好好好好不来呢
？But never go.
这个好好好是说你好你的，我好我的，大家都很好，叫做好好好好。
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'm okay, everybody's okay.
哎呀，有布道会请你来听哦。
We have eventually meeting
coming. 我一定一定一定。
Of course I come.
一定不来。
Sorry, I won't come.
就是这样的。
And that is a winning.
所以最后呢，第一次好好好好
，the first time say okay，
第二次哈，第三次再来再来。我的妈妈发脾气把那个人赶走了。
So my mother chased that person away.
医生说你不必来了。
And meaning that you don't come.
你有你的教。
You have your religion.
我有我的教。
I have my religion.
你拜天父，我拜天公，天父的父亲。
You worship the heavenly father, I have the heavenly grandfather.
你拜洋教，我拜中国教。
You worship the Western religion, I worship the Chinese religion.
你拜神，我拜祖宗。
You worship the God, I worship my ancestors.
我们个人有个人，不必再来了。
We have our own religion, don't come to me.
所以把他赶走了。
So chase him away.
再来。
He come again.
我来圣经。不要来啊！
They tell my brother get angry and say,
越来越大声了。
And louder and louder to scold.
本相暴露了。
And expose.
没有时间，没有时间。
No time for you.
你没有时间，人家到你家里请你信耶稣，他太多时间是吗？
You think 他也是要工作，也是要吃饭。
但因为他有爱心。
But because they have love.
他看你还没有信主。
Seeing that you're not Christian yet.
劝你来。
Ask him to come.
好好好好
，OK.
一定一定。
I will surely.
一定不来。
Surely I will come.
你是你的，我是我的。
Nobody shall
come. 好了，不要再来了。
Won't come again.
不要来。
Don't come.
等到孩子病了28天的时候。
But when the child got sick for 28 days.
那个人再来。
That person come again.
我妈妈就爬一个不痒的头皮。
My mother was spreading the head.
世界有这样的人哦。
This kind of people they have.
给人家赶了又再来。
I've chased him and yet he comes.
这次刚好需要嘛。
Well, at that time my mother need him.
好了，给你机会祷告看看。
Give me the chance to pray for my son.
看看你的神灵不灵。
See whether your God is good enough.
孩子好了就是灵。
If my son is healed, it's good.
孩子不好就是零。
If not, it's zero.
看看你的神灵不灵。
See whether your God is good enough.
所以那个人就来祷告啊。
And that person come and pray.
祈拜上帝，主耶稣啊，就看。
Pray to heaven, God, pray to Jesus
Christ. 我的妈妈就跟着闭眼睛。
And my mother close the eye with him.
那个老太婆念不完。
But she cannot finish the sentence.
滔滔亮亮亮亮一点亮一点亮。
Cannot finish the sentence.
我母亲眼睛开两次。
My mother opened her eyes twice.
看见她还在眼睛闭着，快快再闭。
See the old lady still close her eyes and praying. My mother close her eyes too.
得罪神明有问题。
So that I won't go sin against God.
什么一定什么医生都不能好了。
No doctor can heal me.
或者跑到庙里也不能好了。
And even to the temple.
庙说你要摆48个桌子。
And the temple say must set a feast of 48 tables.
烧香求神拜佛才。
You must burn incense and pray to God.
我们的房子是不是很大？有10多个房间。
Well, our house was big, about 10 odd rooms.
那你哪里有人家里48个桌子的？请举手我看看。
How can you have 48 tables in the house?
我妈妈说没有办法。
There's no way.
啊，这个人来祷告了。
So this man came and prayed.
等他祷告完了，我妈妈还不知道，眼睛一直闭着。
And my mom was still closing her eye after she has finished the prayer.
等我看眼睛，她那边已经完了。
And after she opened the eye and said,
我妈妈不知道阿门是什么意思。
My mother didn't understand what it meant.
她只知道你们、我们、他们，不知道阿门。
That's not what the meaning of amen.
好了，好，告了以后。
After prayer.
好，谢谢，谢谢。
Thank you, thank you.
那个老太婆回去。
And that old lady went back.
当天晚上。
Same night.
这个孩子就好了。
And the son was healed.
不但好了。
The only soul.
现在是 Surabaya Symphony Orchestra 的 conductor.
Now he's the conductor of the Symphony Orchestra of Surabaya.
后来变成很健壮的孩子。
They become more and more healthy.
耶稣就这样医治他吗？
Jesus healed him so
quickly. 有时我们祷告会好，有时不好。
Sometimes when we pray, he will be healed. Sometimes not.
神有主权要不要医治
？God had a sovereignty whether to heal or not.
那一次真的神的怜悯来了。
By that time, God has mercy upon my brother.
所以呢，我们母亲就带孩子们去做礼拜。
So my mother brought the family now to the church.
为什么讲这个故事呢
？Why I say this story?
不以福音为耻
，That I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
不以福音为耻。两个意思
Not being ashamed of the gospel
一个是
the meaning
你自己知道福音的荣耀福音的宝贵
That you know the honor and the treasure of the gospel
第二个意思
The second
当人羞辱你的时候你愿意承担因为你不以福音为耻
When people insult you because of gospel sake you're not ashamed
这两个意思你明白了
So you understand the two meanings
现在我们要看保罗价值观怎么转变
Now we're going to see how Paul's value concept has been changed
在罗马帝国的时候
At the time of Rome, he who is crucified is the most ashamed kind of punishment.
就是侮辱性的刑罚
It's a very insulting kind of punishment.
The most insulting punishment.
It's the most humiliating and insulting punishment.
是把人的人格降低到一个不像禽兽一样的看待
It's put down this human nature so that you're not even compared to the beast.
现在如果你要杀死一个蚊子啊
So if you want to kill a mosquito,
你就死就好了嘛。
You just slap in the dime.
你最多把它擦擦擦就完了。
And also crumble.
但是你要不要把它死？给它慢慢死，把脚一个一个拔，一个一个拔。
But you kill it slowly by putting one leg by the other, one leg by the other.
把它的嘴剪掉。
And
给它慢慢死。
Slowly you die.
差不多就是那个意思。
And that's the meaning.
你想中国人的从前有四马分尸。
You know, in the past China, tear the body.
杀人的不得了。
My horses.
好像岳飞呢，用绳子放胶粘到全身，过了几天一拉的时候，整个皮都给他拉出来。
And even 岳飞 was put with gum, and so his skin was being pulled out.
还有人又是半身切掉，放在漆的桌子上面。
And even half the cut with the belly and put on the table.
把下半皮把它丢掉了。
And the second half was being thrown away.
上半身在漆桌的上面。
And also the half of the body was put on the table.
不能马上死。
He cannot die instantly.
血流到那边又转回来。
Because the blood flowed there and
乱七八糟。
Come back again.
这个叫做凌迟而死。
And this being insulted before you die.
有宫刑有腐刑有凌迟而死。
So there are many different kinds of this punishment.
有的人是砍手砍脚。
Some being delimbed.
让他干了好了以后不能动这样欺负他。
So that when they are healed, they cannot move anymore.
但是这些最残忍对人类的暴行。
But all this very cruel kind of punishment.
比起十字架来。
As compared to the cross.
又不一样了。
It's different.
你一个人被挂在那里。
Because if a person will be hung on
the cross. 可能是赤身露体的挂的。
He could be naked.
让全城的人可以去看
The whole city can watch him.
下面的人可以吐口水在他身上
And also can spit him.
他们恨他的人可以报仇
And also those who can take revenge on him.
石头丢他
And also can stone him.
可以用沙放在他的脸上
And also stone the sand on him.
他们可以大骂他
Can mock at him.
咒诅他
And curse him.
可以鞭打他
And can whip him.
反正你两手两脚都被定了，你没有办法报复的。
Because both limbs are the legs and hands are being nailed, you cannot take revenge.
那些强盗
，the robbers，
那些败类
，those are criminals.
当他们被抓到的时候
，when they being captured，
罗马政府就用这个办法把他们钉死。
The Roman government used this kind of way to nail them on the cross.
当耶稣十多岁的时候
，when Jesus was 10 years old，
拿撒勒城曾经有一次集体背叛罗马帝国。
This the city of Nazareth was once a the whole community.Unity revolt against the Roman Empire.
被抓去被钉十字架的人有一百多人同时钉。
More than 100 were being crucified at the time.
在哪里钉呢？
Where?
就进到拿撒勒城的路上呢，一个一个像电灯杆一样摆。
On the way when they entered the city of Nazareth, one by one they were hung there.
我相信耶稣少年时期曾经看见这一幕。
I believe when Jesus was young, he saw the scene.
我相信他曾经知道被钉十字架是怎么样。
And he knew that what it is to be crucified.
这是最凄惨。
is most pitiful，
最无人道的
，most inhumane，
最残忍的
，most cruel，
最不能读的
，and most they cannot watch，
最侮辱性的刑
，and most humiliating。
虽然如此
，even though
耶稣到世界上来
，that Jesus come to the world，
他选择让人将侮辱他来代替你，代替我死在十字架。
He have chosen this way to substitute our place so that he was nailed on the cross。
亲爱的朋友
，my dear friends，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters，
没有爱比这个更大。
There's no other love greater than this。
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
That he gave his only begotten son。
凄惨的死
，and pitifully died。
舍命流血
，and sacrificially died。
成你我的赎罪祭。
To be a sacrifice for you and I，
使我可以与神和好。
That we are reconciled to God，
这是最羞耻的事。
This most humiliating。
罗马人决定不会把罗马籍的公民这样审判。
The Roman Empire will not crucify their own citizens in this manner。
罗马公民不可以这样被侮辱的。
The Roman citizen cannot be humiliated in such a manner。
如果罗马公民反对罗马的帝王怎么办呢
？If the Roman people were to revolt their own emperor, what would do？
定罪有最可能性就是砍头算。
After they've been condemned, the most they'll be hated。
这样，罗马的公民同外邦的人死的时候。有不同的身份。
So the Roman citizen, as compared to the non-citizen, when they die differently.
同样的罪，审判的时候有不同的工具。
The same crime when they punish with different ways.
罗马公民有特权，是外族的人不可以享有。
The Roman citizen has a privilege whereby other people can enjoy.
所以你看，在历史上给我们看到，保罗被砍头，彼得被钉十字架。因为保罗有罗马籍的公民，而彼得没有。
So did you see that Paul in history is forgotten? He was beheaded because he's a Roman citizen, but Peter was being crucified.
当耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候
，When Christ Jesus was being nailed,
罗马的巡抚比拉多自己承认。他三次查不出耶稣有什么罪。
Pontius Pilate, the governor of the Rome, said that three times he confessed that he has not found any sin in Jesus.
比拉多知道耶稣是没有犯罪的。
He knew that Jesus had never sinned.
但是他突然间看见他的政治地位会动摇。
But then he saw that he had been shaken politically.
他的私人的宝座会掉下来。
And his personal throne will be dethroned.
他在犹太要在管这些以色列人是不容易的。
He said it's not easy to govern the Jews.
因为群众的力量决定把耶稣钉死。
Because the strength of the masses decided to crucify Jesus.
我怎么可以不顺民意呢
？How can I oppose it?
我不可以为一个人而丢我的饭碗。
I cannot.For the sake of one person, this is my
job. 我不可以为真理、为保护一个人来放弃我的统治地位。
I cannot, because of the truth to protect a single person, I lose my job.
今天的政治家都是这样。
And such are the politicians today.
为了控制自己，随便玩弄别人。
Because they want to strengthen their own position, they want to entice others.
为了坚固自己的地位，把人放在监牢。
In order to strengthen their own position, they put others to prison.
比拉多可以把耶稣钉死。
Pontius Pilate can crucify.
比拉多可以把巴拉巴释放。
They can release Barnabas.
为什么巴拉巴被释放？
Why is he released Barnabas?
为什么耶稣被钉死呢？
Why is the Jesus was nailed?
这是这个世界颠倒是非最好的一个例子。
Because that is the side, the sin of the world that upsides the truth.
被钉十字架。
When you're kneeling on the cross,
是最羞耻。
It's more humiliating than
羞耻的不得了。
So humiliating.
所以每一次，如果人家我说你爸爸怎么死的
？How your father died?、Oh, people would ask.
爸爸是为罗马帝国战死的。
Why he fight and die for the sake of Rome?
哇，你是英雄的。
You are a hero.
你是烈士的后代。你的爸爸怎么死的
？How did your father die?
我的爸爸是。病死的
He died because of sickness.
哦，你的爸爸是自然的儿子。
He died of natural death.
你的爸爸怎么死的
？How did the father die?
是跟人家打架打死的。
He fought and he was killed.
你的爸爸是路上的流氓。
He's the gangster.
你的爸爸怎么死的
？How did the father die?
我爸爸病死的要死的。
He was nailed on the cross.
你是受轻看该死的外族。
Then you are despised. You are belong to other races.
最羞耻的。
The most humiliating.
十字架
，the cross.
十字架
，cross.
永远是羞耻的。
Forever is a shame.
所以应当这样唱：十字架，十字架，最羞耻的刑具，懂吗
？The cross, the most ashamed punishment.
这是最羞耻的刑具。
The most ashamed and humiliating punishment.
The instrument for punishment.
The instrument for punishment.
最羞耻的。
the most the most humiliating.
但是基督徒
把 Christians
观念改过来了，
关键 change the concept。
十字架，十字架
，the cross，
永是什么
？Forever，
我的荣耀
，It's my glory，
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord！
你每一次唱那首歌的时候
，Every time I want to sing the hymn，
你想清楚
，You want to think clearly，
你有没有搞错啊
？Something must be wrong。
你有没有唱错啊
？Have you sung wrong？
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。
The cross forever is my glory。
怎么可以这样呢
？How can I sing so？
在马来西亚
，In Malaysia，
在菲律宾，在这个新加坡
，In Singapore，
如果一个人太坏蛋
，If a man is too bad，
要鞭打，对不对
？To be hit，
啊，有没有啊？马来西亚有没有啊？被鞭哈
？To be whipped，
再坏的被吊死。
And to be hanged
啊，被吊死，被吊死。
To be hanging or to be hit
被鞭打，被鞭打。
Or to be whip
坐电椅，坐电椅。
Or to be electric chair
被枪毙，被枪毙。
Or to be
被枪 ，to be shot，
to be shot，
shot to death 啊，他没有被枪毙过，所以他没有办法
被 shot。
讲经验就是，我也没有就是。那请问你有没有人说？坐电椅，坐电椅，永是我的荣耀。有没有啊
？No one will sing that because you die of electric chair. It's glorious.
你笑了，表示你听进去。
Well, you understand because you laugh.
老实讲，这个不好笑。
This not good enough to laugh.
所以从今天开始
，from today onward，
你在唱的时候
，when you sing，
十字架
，the cross，
十字架
，the cross，
永是我的荣耀
，forever is my glory。
这一首歌啊
，this hymn。
是保罗讲这句话以后
，After Paul had said this statement，
一千八百多年以后
，More than 1800 years later，
一个瞎眼的女人写出来的
，A lady who is blind wrote this。
这个女人名叫什么呢
？What is her name？
叫做 Fanny Crosby。
Fanny Crosby。
所以 Fanny Crosby 名字叫 Crosby， 一谈到 cross， 她马上很清楚了。
Fanny Crosby， she understands so much about the cross。
叫 Fanny Crosby。小的时候
，when she was young，
犯病
，she was ill，
医生打错针
，and doctor had given her wrong medicine，
结果瞎眼
，and that's why caused the blindness。
很好看的女孩子
，good looking lady，
就永远瞎眼
，but forever she was
瞎眼八十多年
，for 80 odd years，
到她九十多岁才
，when she was even a 90 she died，
没有办法再看
，couldn't see again，
没有办法再读书了
，couldn't read again，
人以为她变成一个残废的。没有用的女人
，People thought that she was useless。
不是的
，No，
她在上帝的爱的下面
，In the love of God，
她长大
，She grew，
成人
，She grew mature，
思念主的恩
，And thinking about the grace of God，
她就写下圣灵感动她写的诗歌
，And what the Holy Spirit touched she wrote。
你们有很多诗歌是她写的，你不记得
？Many of the things, many of him that you sing, she wrote it。
亲近主，亲近主。
Nearer to the Lord，
他写的
，She wrote，
安稳在耶稣的手中
，Safely in the arm of the Lord，
他写的，永不灰心，永不灰心
，Never feel downhearted，
他写的
，She wrote，
十字架，十字架
，The cross，
他写的
，She wrote，
耶稣，耶稣，垂听我祷告
，Jesus， Jesus， listen to my prayer，
不要放过我。
Do not let me go.
你这边听别人祷告，你也垂听我的祷告。
How will you listen to others' prayer? Listen to me.
是他写的。
He wrote it.
这么多这么伟大的诗歌
，Great hymns that he wrote.
怎么是一个这样的人写的呢
？How can he be such a blind?
你知道他写多少诗歌呢
？You know how many hymns he wrote?
他写差不多八千首的圣诗。
More than 8,000 hymns.
几乎每一年一百首。
Maybe one year he write 100.
让他八十年里面写了八千首。
So in 80 years he wrote about
8,000. 伟大的圣人
，such a great saint.
人家问他说
，People ask her，
你恨那个医生吗
？Do you hate the doctor？
错医你把你医生吓死。
Does he heal? He has healed wrongly. Does he blind？
他说不
，No，
我从来没有怪上帝。
I never blame God。
为什么让我瞎眼
？That caused me to blind.
我从来没有怪那个医生。
I never blame the doctor。
因为人人都会做错的。
Because every man would
go wrong。因为耶稣的爱充满我。
Because Jesus loved me, my heart.
我的喜乐满足
So my joy is full.
我以后要见主
I want to see the Lord.
我也要见那个医生
I will see that doctor.
因为主的爱充满我
Because God loved me, my heart.
所以这一个女人
This lady.
在1900年以后
About 1800 years later.
写一首诗歌是根据这句圣经
Wrote him according to this verse.
保罗说
Paul said,
我不以福音为耻
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Fanny Crosby 说
Pentecost is saying,
十字架是我的荣耀。
The cross is my glory.
十字架永远是我的荣耀。
Forever the cross is my glory.
保罗说什么呢？
Paul said,
我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed. 为什么？ Why?
因为这福音本是上帝的大能。
Because this gospel is the power of God.
哎呀，这里这句话讲出一个很奥妙的一方面的。
It is a very profound thing that he preached.
因为前面看到人的尽头。
Because in the front you see that there's the end of mankind.
这里就看见神的起头了。
But now see the beginning of God.
当我们走到我们最后一步没有路可走的时候，神就把一个新的道路开在我们
面前。When they come after the last step of our way, God will open His way for us.
人对人的解决方案是什么呢？
What is the solution of man to man?
全人类的盼望是什么呢？
What is the hope of all mankind?
只有三条路。
Only three ways.
第一，
First,
制造快乐，人就可以解决。
You make happiness and your problem solved.
第二，
The second,
修身养性，人就可以解决。
Train yourself, culture yourself, and then you'll
be solved. 第三，给他们思想研究，人就可以解决了。
Give them the study in the mind and their problem solved.
这就是理性主义、感性主义、德性主义的人生观。
This is the concept of life of rationality, emotionality, and ethics.
我们靠感觉生活吧。
We depend on emotions life.
我们靠品德生活吧。
We depend on our good virtue.
我们靠我们的聪明智慧生活吧。
Depend on intelligence.
保罗说不行。
Paul said no.
这些你们都有了。
All this that you have.
但是你还欠我钱。欠你们一样的债。
But I am debt on you one thing.
你们还欠一样的东西。
One thing you are lacking.
你们的生命才能充足。
That your life would.
那是什么呢？
What's that?
信仰
，faith.
上帝的大能
，the power of God.
你们的信仰
，that your belief.
这是全世界人类缺乏的事情。
That is something is lacking with the whole world.
今天的中国缺乏什么
？What is lacking in China today?
缺乏新的生命。
Lack of new life,
缺乏信仰
；Lack of faith,
缺乏神的能力
；Lack of the power of God。
今天的美国缺乏什么
？Today America was
缺乏纯正的信仰
；Lack of pure faith,
缺乏神的能力
；Power of God。
今天的印度有没有能力
？Indonesia is the power of God。
印度有没有能力
？India
不是印度尼西亚。印度有没有能力
？India today
have 有能力
？Yes。
今天 Pakistan 有没有能力
？Pakistan today have
有什么能力
？What kind of power？
德国、法国、美国有没有能力
？Germany and France
today
power。
苏联有什么能力
？Russia
有。
Power today have
什么能力
？What kind of power？
毁灭的能力
，power destruction。
印度有原子弹吗
？India。
Pakistan 有原子弹
，nuclear bomb。
中国有原子弹
，China also have。
人到二十世纪还在迷信。
Man, until the 20th century, they're still superstitious.
迷信什么呢？ 如果我的国家有原子弹，我就是有能力的国家。
If I have the atomic power and powerful.
那什么能力啊？
What kind of power?
那是杀人的能力。
Power destruction.
那是灭亡的能力。
Power killing.
那是毁灭的能力。
Power destruction.
所以一百年以前，丹麦的大哲学家 Søren R. B. Kierkegaard 讲的对。
So 100 years ago, the great philosopher of the Denmark called
Kierkegaard. God.
神啊，
we men, human beings are born in sin.
我们人是生长在罪里面。
The only power we possess is the power to kill ourselves.
我们唯一所有的能力就是杀我们自己的能力，毁灭我们自己的能力。
现在的人类有什么能力？
What kind of power do you have?
为什么心理学最发达的地方，心理病的人最多呢？
Why is that at the places where psychology most developed their most psychological problems?
为什么最多教育家的地方，孩子都教不成功？
Why is that places where most educators that children cannot be trained?
为什么最多物质享受的人，自杀的人数最多？
Why is that places where you have many materialistic enjoyment and people kill themselves?
我们的科学家发明各样的东西，使我们越来越方便，可以节省时间，我们越来越没有时间。
And the science invented so much things that we can save our time, but yet we have lack of time today.
住在最热闹的城市里面的人是最孤单的。
We stay in the city with most busy, yet we feel most lonely.
很有学问的人常常是没有方向。
Being with most learned few that is lost in direction.
在世界有许多钱财的人是心里很空虚。
And in the world, those wealthy people feel that they're so empty in the heart.
请问科学的能力
，the power of science，
文化的能力
，power of culture，
教育的能力
，education，
有没有大过坏人一把刀把你杀死的能力
？Would it be greater than also a step coming of wicked people to step to death？
去年
，last year，
印度炸原子弹。
India when they have this atomic bomb,
Pakistan 炸原子弹
，Pakistan also have，
各国都表示很有能力
，they feel that they have power。
不久以后呢
，later on，
发生事情了。
things
happen. Pakistan 政变的。
Pakistan have this revolution.
印度许多财务的问题。
India have many problem with the finance.
杀人的能力我们一直进步的。
Well, we are progress in the power of killing.
但教育的能力一直不进步的。
But not with the education.
从前的人读六年小学才毕业。
In the past, we graduated with 7 or 6.
现在的人呢，读到高中毕业，什么事都不懂。
And people now graduate with a high school but don't know anything at all.
你是不是因为人的进步？进步，你相信进化吗？如果进化，现在应该2年读完小学，3年高中，4年博士才对。
If you were to believe in evolution, then you should shorten your days of education.
现在事实证明了
，But the facts of proof,
美国高中毕业呢，很多事情不知道。
High school graduate in the state don't know anything at all.
日本今天的报纸呢，日本的中学生呢，比世界其他各地方的中学生更不懂得收拾自己的房间，更不懂得帮助爸爸妈妈做家务。
因为 the high school graduate in Japan, they say that they don't even know how to help out with the household.
从前没有计算机的时候
，In the past when you don't have calculators,
625乘18多少，你一下子想出来了。
And 625 times 18, what's the answer you know?
现在科学进步了
，Now with science advancement,
2+3等于多少？你要点来点去。
2+3, how much you got to use a calculator?
而且最后点错了。
And then you find it wrongly.
你看人在做什么呢
？What's man doing?
我们需要什么能力
？What do we? What kind of power do we need?
我们行善的能力越来越小。
Our power doing good is now dwindling.
我们帮助的能力越来越小。
Our power to help others is dwindling.
世界银行
and the World Bank,
IMF,
IMF,
World Bank.越帮助穷的国家，穷国家里面的穷人越来越多。
The more they have the poor country, the more poor they are generated in those countries.
WTO,
WTO
发展世界的生意，结果有钱的越有钱，穷的越穷。
They want to develop world business. Those are richer and make richer, and those are poorer.
请问谁可以解决人类的问题
？Who can solve the mankind's problem?
圣经说
，The Bible says,
我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音。本是上帝的大能
，because this gospel is the power of the salvation of God，
拯救一切相信的人
，for salvation of everyone。
今天新加坡的政府对基督教不是太友善的
，today the Singapore government is not too friendly to the Christians。
马来西亚政府对基督教也不是太友善
，Malaysian government also is not too friendly to the Christians。
印尼的许多的百姓对基督徒不是太友善
，the Indonesian people are not too friendly to the Christians。
但是你去问
，but ask
新加坡
，Singapore，
好好问
，ask rightly。
政府的戒毒所有多少成绩
？The rehabilitation the houses of those government of run rehabilitation, what kind of result do they have?
基督教的戒毒所有多少成绩
？By the Christian rehabilitation home, what kind of result do they have?
Rehabil 什么
？Rehabilitation home.
Rehabilitation home, the
rehab,
把它再重新改造出来。
When they rehab these people,
只有福音的能力才是大。
Only the power of the gospel can do that.
这是。有目共睹世界的政府一同见证的事情
It is a result everybody can see
我在一个监牢讲道的时候
When I was preaching in a prison
他们唐牧师
They say Pastor Tom
请你脱下你的西装
You take off your coat
我说为什么
I said why
他说进到里面都要穿囚犯的衣服
You must put on the prisoner's coat
好我就把衣服脱下来了
So I took off my coat
我就穿囚犯的衣服
I put the attire of this the prison
但是我不是囚犯
But I wasn't a prisoner
不是囚犯穿囚犯衣服是很不甘愿的
If you're not a prisoner you put an attire of prisoner
then 为了爱他们
What do it?
But because of love, 要对他们讲道
and to preach to them,
我穿那个衣服
I put on that clothes.
圣灵感动我
The Holy Spirit touched
me. 你现在明白了
Now you understand.
基督道成肉身
The Christ, the becoming flesh.
离开天上的荣耀
He left the glory of the heaven.
披上罪身的形状
And put on our sinful clothes.
我眼泪差不多掉下来
I was about to shed my tears.
我讲道讲道
When I was preaching and preaching.
讲完了以后
After that.
你愿意信主的人
He want to believe in Jesus. Raise your hand.
这个举那个举眼泪一个一个掉下来
raise the hand and shed the tears
我看见那管监牢的也举手
I see the superintendent also raise the hand
我是要监牢的囚犯举手怎么管监牢也举手
I want the prisoner to raise the hand but the superintendent also raise the hand
当我要出去的时候
before I left
他呢换衣服给我换衣服
he asked me to change again
那他说我也举手
he said I also raise the hand
为什么呢
why
我知道了
I know
没有办法叫人改
There's no way to change people.
我在这里亲眼看见，其中坐前面第三排的已经进来第七次了。
还是
有啊，那德鲁还是 coming to the prison for the same time。
出去再来，出去再来，好像买月票的一样。
That's why I won't have the monthly ticket。
当他外面找不到东西吃，他就做更坏的事进来，就有东西吃。
When they cannot find anything to eat outside, you come inside。
每次我看到再进来。
He come again, I said.
就是你
，You again.
我很想打死他
，I wanted to box him.
因为他进来我就麻烦的不得了。
Because when he come, I'm so trouble.
他是常进监牢的人。
He is the one that come frequently to the
prison. 我气得没有办法。
I dislike him.
差不多打死他，我也应该进监牢。
I'm so angry.
这样的人怎么会悔改
？How can this small people change?
我每次骂他，他反抗的很厉害。
Every time when I scold, he will go against me.
但是唐牧师。
Pastor Tom,
当你讲道的时候
，When you preach,
我看见他的眼睛睁得大。
I see the eyes are wide open.
眼泪一滴一滴流下来。
And shaking the tears.
我相信上帝感动他。
I know that God touched his heart.
我知道我没有办法做到的事情。
I know that what I cannot do.
就神会做到。
Only God can do.
所以我相信耶稣的福音是上帝的大。
So I believe that the gospel of God is the power of God.
当你说谁要信耶稣的
？When they say who want to believe in Jesus?
他说难道只有他们可以信吗
？Only they can believe.
我也需要你。所以我也举手。
So I also raise my hand.
因为我亲眼看见。
Because personally, I see it.
人做不到的，上帝做到。
What man cannot do, God has done it.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
这就是第十六节的意思。
This is the meaning of verse number 16.
我不以福音为耻。
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是上帝的大能。
It is the power of God.
要救一切什么？什么？相信。
For salvation of everyone who has faith.
相信。
Who has faith?
今天我不要讲这一句
I'm not going to respond this
我不要讲这一字信这个字
Not faith on this
我要用一段很长的时间把它很详细的多方面的分析出来
Because I have to use a long time to expound this word faith
但今天我要告诉你
But today I want to tell you
信是人生在神面前最重要的一个态度
Faith is an attitude which is most important for mankind to stand before God
信是一个态度
Faith is an attitude.
信是人在神面前最重要的一个态度。
It is the most important attitude of mankind standing before the Lord.
为什么这么讲呢
？Why do I say so?
一个人生命的价值就是他对神怎么样回应而决定。
Because the value of a person's life is depending on how they respond before God.
你看见很漂亮的风景，你没有好好欣赏。
If you see good scenery, you do not appreciate it.
你损失了一些。
You have lost something.
你看见很伟大的人，你没有从他受教。
He's a great figure, you never learn from him.
你那段时间可惜掉了。
You have lost something.
你有很好的机会你不用。
Good opportunity, you never catch of it.
你这一生再没有了。
You don't have second chance.
这个机会不再来了。
The chance will not come again.
你失去了一些了。
You lost something.
你一生就许多错误的决定。
In a whole life, there are many wrong decisions.
错误的回应。
Wrong response.
人家问你要不要
？People ask you, do you want it?
你说不要。
You say no.
你就失去机会了。
You lost the opportunity.
人家对你说好不好？
Is it good people ask you?
你随便回应
你
就说
answer simply,
但我告诉你
I tell you,
你对人的错误的回应
Your wrong response to people
所带来的损失
The loss is being brought to
绝对不会大过你对上帝错误的回应
Absolutely, you will not surpass the wrong response you have to God
当一个人对神的回应错误的时候
When a person is wrong in their response to God
他就是对自己永远的价值的估计错误了
Then his wrong estimation of his eternal value
因为永恒的神
Because eternal God
永恒的恩典
With eternal grace
摆在你的面前
Placing before you
要你回应的时候
When you need to respond
你竟然轻看了唯一能解决你问题的恩典
And you despise the grace that can only solve your problem
所以这一节的圣经最后一个字是什么呢
So what's the last word?
最重要的字在最后提到就是信
That's faith
我不以福音为耻
I'm not ashamed of the gospel
这福音本是上帝的大能
For it is the power of God
要救一切相信
For salvation to everyone who has faith
For salvation to everyone Who has faith? What is faith?
什么是信心
Faith is your right attitude.
你在神正确的态度
Your accurate response.
你正确的回应
Before your God.
就回应你的神
Who is the source of the truth?
他是真理的源头
Who is the source of the salvation?
他是救恩的源头
Who is the source of revelation?
他是也是启示源头
Praise God.
感谢主。
When God reveals Himself to you，
当神把自己向你启示的时候
，When God presents salvation to you，
把这个救恩向你呈现的时候
，When God give you the chance to repent and to be forgiven，
当神给你这个机会，能够悔改，能够得救的时候
，You should show your response to Him，
你应该向他有所回应
，With your obedience，
用你的顺服的心
，With your submission，
用你顺服的心
，With your tender heart。
用你这个谦卑的心
to open yourself，
把自己打开
and say God，
说神啊
，I believe in you，
我相信你
，I have faith in you，
我对你有信心
，I open my heart to you，
我把心向你敞开
，I submit myself before you，
我把自己降服在你面前，
你肯不肯
？Are you willing？
这福音
，This
本是上帝的大能
，is the power of God，
要救一切相信。
For salvation for everyone who has faith.
Everyone.
Everyone.
不论你是谁。Are you Epicurean? Are you Stoic? Are you Skepticist? Are you Agnosticist? Are you Evolutionist? Marxist? Communist? Postmodernist? Who are you? Everyone. God doesn't care from what kind of background,What kind of tribes? What kind of civilization? What kind of class in the society? For everyone who believes, the power of the gospel will save you.
凡是相信神自己救了大人的神，一定要拯救，无论是从怎样的背景而来。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
让你好好回应上帝好吗
？Let us respond to God well.
你愿意
？Are you willing?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.